This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
10 urban Malaysians will be placed in a rural kampung environment for 7 days. Here, they will face each other in physical, mental, and social quests. Each night, one urbanite will be sent home. This is Kampung Quest.
This is Front Row on a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Reality shows, they are the rage still. Besides sports, which are televised live, we have a combination of sports and in-your-face training sessions coupled with Q&As with the participants like the Muay Thai Challenger. Other kinds of reality competitions? That's the Amazing Race, 72 Hours, not to be confused with a 24-hour cloak and dagger fighting terrorist show. And the show The Biggest Loser. Two brothers, Iskandar and Faisal Azizuddin, they've decided to come up with one that has an obvious local twist, Kampung Quest. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Sunheim.
The show has kicked off online.
Yes, it has. It premiered in January.
And all 7 episodes have been shown?
They're all available online on our website.
And what's your website?
It's www.kampungquest.com.
But Kampung with a U as opposed
to an
O.
Yes, with a U.
Yeah. Whose idea was it?
It was actually my idea. I came up with it because I like to trek a lot in the jungle. So it was one of those many treks where it was getting dark and
I got lost.
And I realized that I had my phone with me and it actually helped me navigate my way out of the jungle. So then I thought to myself that if I didn't have these modern devices, technology, gadgets, I probably would not have been able to get out.
Don't tell me that the jungle was mapped so that you could use your GPS on the phone.
It's the jungle is somewhere in Gombak, so there is still coverage.
Jungle.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I came up with the idea that what if we take 10 urban Malaysians born and bred in KL who are used to today's modern technology, and we bring them back to another time without phones, without gadgets, and see how they fare.
How is this reality show different from other reality shows?
I would say, first of all, it's independently produced. And I am not too sure if that's been done before. This show is also, it's been produced by a young group of people, ourselves, and a young team.
But that has nothing to do with the content itself, though. I mean, whether it's older people, more experienced people, less experienced people, I'm talking about the content. How is this content different from other reality shows?
Other reality shows like Survivor or Amazing Race, they focus a lot on the drama, the social aspects of it. For Kampung Quest, what we've done is we've actually localized it and we've incorporated cultural challenges. Because we also feel that today's youth, the kids, they are detached.
You talk the kids and you guys are not the kids.
Well, there are people like us who they're very much detached from their roots, their heritage and their local traditions and culture.
So what are these local traditions and culture that will be part of this challenge in Kampung Quest?
It would be the traditions we have, the different types of dances available, the martial arts, the types of food that we have. Some of them,
they have to cook the food, or
it's more like having to guess what kind of food it is. And these are simple dishes which we take for granted every day, and they don't even know the names.
Well, I tell you what, they are not the only ones. I don't know their names.
From me, I actually had trouble with a few of them too. But yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, it was things like actually getting to know the kampung animals, the different animals, whether it's chickens, goats. For some of them, it was the first time actually seeing a goat, which is quite surprising.
It reminds me of a story. No, it's not a story. I met this woman in Singapore, and she says she brings her kids across the causeway so that they can see real life animals and not think that a chicken is from the supermarket.
Which is quite sad, but you know.
I just cannot believe these kinds of things happen, you know. It's rather strange. Okay. How does this competition really work? It's not all about running and swimming, because I saw some of the episodes online, the guys swimming in the river and carrying things. They have to do other things.
Yeah, well, the forefront of the show is about challenging each other with these cultural elements. And also there's a social aspect where they have to actually bond and mix with each other. Because how Kampung Quest is, we actually made a truly unique Malaysian show. So we have races from all of Malaysia, from even Sabah and Sarawak. So they have to get along and work together, strive together and progress.
The challenges themselves, they're not entirely physical. We have physical challenges. We also have mental challenges. But there's also the social aspect. And they actually have to keep these three things in mind. Just because you're physically strong does not necessarily mean you're a good contestant.
How do you deal with the social aspect?
We put them in situations where they may start... Well, in the first season, they started blaming each other, you know, finding fault, like why they lost that one quest or that one challenge. What they don't know is that there are a lot of twists coming up after that. And so we put them in situations where they might think back, oh my gosh, maybe I should not have made an enemy out of him or her.
How do you go about selecting your participants?
Earlier last year, about a few months before the filming, we opened for auditions to the public. And we got quite a promising amount of submissions.
Yep. And how do you go about selecting who you want?
Okay, what we had in mind for this show, it had to be a sort of primarily English language show. Mm-hmm. And because of that, the auditions were basically a 15 to 20 second video saying why they should be on the show. So we selected them based on their a level of English proficiency, how outgoing they were. That was a very important element. We wanted outgoing, you know, lively, bubbly sort of contestants. From there, we interviewed them once we shortlisted them.
Do you look for the villain type so that you can have drama on your show?
Well, we do have categories. Like, we look for the alpha males and the younger ones, yeah.
Uh-huh. You took responsibility for creating the drama.
Yes, definitely.
You know, my understanding, like, some talking to people who are in TV production, a lot of times the drama is created by the producers because you guys are out there sticking things into people and instigating them to kind of pick fights.
Yeah, that's correct. But how we did it was that what we did on Kampung Quest, we actually created a sandbox environment. So we placed these 10 urbanites there, and whatever we felt like doing according to the script, we actually put them to the test. So when we felt that, all right, we're going to bring in the next event, which was to turn things around, swap the teams about, we actually did that, and it actually threw them all into chaos. They didn't know how to mix with each other.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's kind of interesting that you say that you're trying to also test them in their social skills and all that. At the end of the day, there's only one winner, right? So there is that competition at the same time where you are, these are not all necessarily therefore people you want to be friends with, because they're not your team. They are your competitors, and you treat competitors quite differently from people who are on the same side as you are, right? So there is always this element of uncertainty.
Yes.
Yes, I think the winner of the show actually kept that in mind, and maybe that's why the contestant won.
Got to strategize.
Yes, yeah. You have to strategize.
How will the next season be different from the season that you've done?
Well, this coming season that we're about to produce will definitely be bigger adventures, bigger quests, bigger challenges, more complex challenges too. So, and there's a lot more team-based challenges we're going to incorporate with all the different urbanites.
Are you going to still start with 10?
Yes, we're going to still stick with 10.
Iskandar and Faisal Azizuddin. They are two brothers behind Kampung Quest, an online reality TV competition show which places urban-bred competitors in a rural environment without their electronic devices and other electrical comforts. Coming up, prepping for Season 2. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, speaking with Iskandar Azizuddin and Faisal Azizuddin. They are two young brothers who have originated a reality show called Kampong Quest, in which young urbanites representing different races and from both East and West Malaysia are thrown into a kampong environment with chicken and roosters in the yard. How have you funded this project?
Well, actually, when we started with this idea, we were looking at finding investors or actually applying for grants. We approached broadcasters, but as you know, it is quite difficult for an independent production house. So we actually had to fund it ourselves. We used our savings, and we were passionate enough and we believed in the project enough to actually put in the amount of money required. We did a lot of the things ourselves to cut costs. We built a lot of the challenges ourselves. We did the marketing ourselves. We even did the cooking for the urbanites ourselves.
And the food was edible.
I think the food was delicious. Michelin star. You
know? In selecting the kampung, did you have the kampung people participate in the sense of providing you the space for your shoot?
We already had a place in mind, which was not too far away from KL, but far away enough to feel like an adventure. We did utilize some of the kampung, the people there to help out in, actually help us build the challenges or take part in some of the challenges. There was one challenge which involves a sumpit, you know, a traditional orang asli weapon. Okay. I would say it's a weapon, a hunting weapon, and so we got one of them to build one, actually make one for us. So we tried to utilize the surrounding area.
How long was the shoot in itself?
The principal filming was over a period of 10 days. And all of the urbanites had to be there, and we recorded them on set. That was...
So each day you had your different challenge?
Yes. Is that
rather than, you know, two or three challenges in a day?
Oh, we had two or three
sometimes.
Challenges in a day, yeah.
What are the challenges of doing a show like this?
I think one of our main concerns was actually getting sponsorship for the show. We actually knocked on, it must have been at least 100 doors. And surprisingly, well, maybe not so surprisingly, we did not get much response.
Could it be because you guys look so young, like you just right out of high school, you know, who wants to sponsor without, you know, say, oh, okay, I'm taking a lot of risk. And I assume you are asking for a substantial amount of money.
That's funny, actually, because we weren't actually asking for money. We were asking for sponsorship in kind, meaning anything from drinks to apparel to anything they would give, because we wanted to use as prizes. Out of all of these sponsors, these major sponsors, these big companies, Reebok was the one that actually pulled through and said, you know, we will sponsor all your contestants and your host. And they sponsored us top to toe. And it was like in a dream. We took our urbanites to a shop.
And they can just pick what they want.
And they can pick whatever they want. Yeah. It was like a dream. But we analyzed our strategy in terms of finding sponsors. And we decided, you know what? They're not helping entrepreneurs like us. So I think entrepreneurs like us are struggling. So why don't we open sponsorship to young entrepreneurs like ourselves? And that's how we got our sponsors. We approached small to medium enterprises. We approached people who had just started businesses.
Startups.
And the response was incredible. We got people like Fashion Valet, we got Bait KL, we got
Green Room. All these independent entrepreneurs.
I have no idea who these people are. Just based on their names, I guess some provide food, some provide clothing.
Yeah. Hopefully 5 years, 10 years from now, they'll be really big and, you know, and they'll be helping us out. But we were happy that we got these young entrepreneurs, because they were surprised, because they said, oh, no one's really... You know, there's no platform for them. And I think they were quite happy with the result. We were happy with their contribution.
What's your budget for something like this?
Our budget for a show like this was between 120 to 150,000. Obviously coming up with the money ourselves was a little difficult. We managed to get the funds to produce a show. But we were trying to apply for grants. And... applying for grants here, it's sad, because we have some pretty good talent here. It takes quite some time.
The
process is long, it's tedious, And there's so much red tape. Understandable, because you are asking for a large amount, but it's just so long. And we feel that for young entrepreneurs like us, it's just too difficult.
Now that you have a product, I assume that's the product that you can go to TV stations and say, look, this is what we can do.
Now that we have produced it, yes. And we have done that. And we've actually turned a couple of heads. We are applying for grants now. And they are more open to it because they see, hey, you're not coming to us with an idea. You're coming to us with a ready product. So it does help to have something, a working prototype. We did approach broadcasters before season one, Ed, and they were telling us, oh, it's not going to work, you know? So when you get turned down like that, it is quite demotivating.
What kind of viewership are you getting on your online site?
Well, it's hosted on our site and also via YouTube. We've averaged about 15 to 25,000 views per episode, which we feel is what we were looking for. And there was no marketing involved. So hopefully with a marketing budget, we'll be able to promote the show even more.
Now, I noticed that out of the 10 that you had in the first round, 6 of them were students. So is that the target group that you're reaching out to?
Season 2 will be primarily targeting university students because the viewers mostly were students. This is what interested them the most. I mean, students are our target market now after looking back at it.
Your next season, you will start shooting August, right?
Yes.
Same place?
Yes, hopefully we're going to make it to the same place.
And you're asking for people to send in their submissions, and what do they have to do for this one?
We actually opened for submissions about 3 days ago. They have to submit a 15-second to 20-second video saying why this adventure is for them.
And how do they send it to you? Just through email, they send this video clip?
All the details are on our website, www.kampungquest.com, and they can send it to submit@kampungquest.com.
And when will you start shooting?
We start shooting in August.
You haven't fixed on a date yet?
We have
fixed the date. It will be probably sometime mid-August.
And you will need these people to be... They need to set aside 10 days so that they can do the shoot with you.
Yes.
Iskandar and Faisal Azizuddin, they are the producers behind Kampung Quest, an online reality TV competition show in the vein of Amazing Race, American Ninja, and The Biggest Loser. They hope this show will go mainstream, and I wish them all the best. You can watch all of the shows on kampungquest.com. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.